This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin. It is time, of course, for our market wrap. And for that, we're joined by Lynn Mark of the News Desk. Lynn, Reuters has reported that around $150 million worth of oil has been stolen from Shell's Singapore refinery over the course of several years. What is the story here?
So the 150 million figure is from court documents cited by Reuters, and it's a much higher figure than was initially reported. So according to the charge sheets, there were some 340,000 tons of gas oil was stolen from Shell's site in Pulau Bukom, Singapore, in several incidents dating back to 2014. So there were a couple of police raids in January, and following that, some initial charges were levied for the theft of around $10 million in oil, and further charges in May showed about $40 million in total had been stolen. So this 150 million now is nearly three times that initial estimate, over three times actually.
So if I remember correctly, there are suspects in custody over the case, right? Some former Shell employees?
Yes, five Shell employees and one employee of a UK-based Intertek, which is a quality assurance firm. Shell has come out to say it is disappointed and that it's taking measures to avoid repeat incidences at its Pulau Bukom facility. I actually think the case may have been a bit of a wake-up call for Shell. So fuel theft is an issue here in Southeast Asia. I mean, we have so many islands that small-scale smuggling of oil products across borders is quite easy. But in the case of Shell, the thefts actually occurred on a regular basis without being detected, and some of them even occurred during office hours. I took a look at their share price. Royal Dutch Shell's stock is down 0.5%. They were last trading at £2,330 on the London Stock Exchange.
I know we say this a lot on Market Wrap for some reason, more so than any other part of the show, but this is going to be a movie. I'm pretty sure I will watch this movie, I think.
I would too, I think so.
I'm not making a film announcement. I realize I said that like it was industry news, which is not what I meant. Moving on then to Bursa, Kianzhu Can Factory was on the gainers today. What's going on?
Kianzhu's major shareholder, Can One, said it is buying another 2.2 million shares in Kianzhu Can Factory. Can I just say that Can One is a wonderful name for
a
company?
Enjoy it so much.
So Can One is going to extend a mandatory general offer to the minority shareholders of Kianzhu. They say at an offer price of R3.10 per share. So Kianzhu closed up today 29.6% at R2.63.
Lynn, thank you so much for coming in. Right now, here's Radiohead with Lift. This is the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.